Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise God that we can come to God's house, God's church worship. And today I would like to share with God's word, the God of creation. So let's bow our head and have a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow down before you because you are a great God. You are the God of heaven and earth. You are God of creation. I pray the Lord, your Holy Spirit will move among us, touch our heart so that we can know you more and more, and we can love you more and more. Thank you, Lord. Bless our time together. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the beginning of the year, many people have New Year resolution. There were some television reporters. They interviewed some people. They asked, what was your New Year resolution? Do you know what most people answer? Losing weight. Because many Americans, they are overweight. And then other people answer, they want to be more organized in this coming year. And some people answer, they want to spend less money in this coming year. Dear brothers and sisters, what are your New Year resolution? What are your goals for this year? I always say to my children and also other people, if you don't have any goal in life, you will not achieve anything. But even you have a small goal in life, you will achieve something. Yes, what are our goals in life? As Christians, I think that our most important goal in life is to know God. This is our purpose of living. But how do we know God? We know God through prayer. Just like we talk more to our friend, we will know more about our friend. The more we talk to God, the more we will know about God. Reading God's word also helps us to know God. When we read someone's biography, we know more about that person. And when we read God's biography, we know more about God. Yes. The Bible is God's word. Through reading God's word, we know more about God. We know more about His personality. What was the first book in the Bible? Genesis. Genesis is a very important book. This book tells us many things about God. Many things about His personality. It also tells us the beginning of human beings and the origin of our universe. Let us read Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 together. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Our God is the God of creation. This verse clearly rejects evolution theory. After God created all kinds of animals, He said, according to their kinds. What does that mean? It means that apple tree bears apples. orange tree bears oranges. A monkey bears what? Are you sure? Yes. Monkey bears monkey, not human beings. If evolution theory is true, we are coming from monkeys. We should discover many different kinds of skeletons, from monkey to human beings. But we do not discover such kind of skeletons. Why? Because evolution theory is false. You say, if evolution theory is false, then why are so many people in this world still believe in this theory? Why some countries still teach evolution theory? Human beings accept this theory because they do not want God. Let's read Psalm 53, verse 1. Let's read together. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, and they waste a while, and there's no one who does good. No God does not mean that there's no God. No God means that the fool, they don't want God. For example, if you go to your friend's house for dinner, and after dinner you're very full, and your friend asks you, do you want apple pie? Do you want it? Well, somebody nod your head. Well, if you're very full, you say, no, thanks. When you say no, it does not mean that there's no apple pie. It just means that you just don't want apple pie. Today, many people accept the evolution theory because they don't want God. And therefore, the Bible says, they are corrupt. Man does not want God so that they can continue sinning. But the Bible says, God exists. He is the creator of heaven and earth. Evolution theory is false. Romans chapter 1 verse 21 says, let's read together. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Have you ever seen the Niagara Falls? The water keeps falling down from top to bottom. Have you ever seen the beautiful flowers in the garden? Have you ever seen the beautiful snow? Some of you may say, I don't think snow are very beautiful. I think they are dirty, especially when they were melting. Well, nevertheless, everything is created by God. Everything that we can see, everything that we cannot see, just like air, is created by God. God is the God of creation. And human beings are precious to God. Let's read Genesis chapter 1 verse 31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. You see, when God created heaven and earth, He used 6 days to create all the things in this earth. But on 6 days, He created human beings, which means that human beings are the most precious in God's sight. And in the first 5 days, after God created the earth, He says, it was good. But on the sixth day, after God created human being, He says, it was very good. It means that human beings are most precious in God's sight. You see why? Why human beings are most precious before God? Let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. When the Bible says, we are made in the image of God, what does that mean? It means that we are like God. There are some similarities. We are just like God in some ways. For example, we love people. We love our spouse. We love our children. And the Bible says, God is love. And we are similar to God that we can love others. And sometimes we hate something. And Christians, we should hate sin. Where does the hate come from? It comes from God. God also hates sins. Therefore, in the beginning of our worship service, we always read the confession of sin to remind us. Sin can separate us from God. Therefore, we should hate sin, but we should love God. And of course, we are not fully like God. God is all powerful. We are not powerful. And God can be everywhere. Therefore, on each Sunday, there's so many churches in the world. They worship God on the same time. Sometimes they worship God on different time. But God can be here. And God can be in different church and can be everywhere because God is almighty. Therefore, we are made in the image of God. And there's some similarity that we are like God. And someone asks, what is the difference between men and animals? According to our bodily value, a man sometimes is not as valuable as a pig. Sometimes we go to a restaurant, we see there's a big roast pig hang on the window. How much is a roast pig? Well, if you want to buy a whole big roast pig, it can cost $1,000. How much is a human being's body? Well, when a person dies, the body may not worth this value. But human beings are made in the image of God. It means that we have our eternal soul. Human spirit will last forever. And because of that, Jesus said, man is more valuable than the whole world. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26 says, let's read together. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Yes, God created everything. And we are responsible to God. After God created Adam, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 says, let's read together. The Lord God took the man and put him the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Which means that Adam was the steward of God. Unfortunately, Adam was not ruling very well. He did not protect his wife Eve from Satan. And therefore, sin came into this world through Adam. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, let's read together. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men because all sin. Some people say, I'm a good person. Some people say, I don't need God. Some people say, I don't need Jesus. Which means that I don't want God. I don't want Jesus. One day, they will stand before the creation God and to be responsible for what they have done in this life. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, let's read together. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because Jesus bore our sins. And one day, we will not be punished by our sin or because of our sins. Our sins have been forgiven. Praise God. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 says, let's read together. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. But know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. Yes, God will bring us to judgment one day. Yes, human beings are responsible to God. And I hope that for this coming year, all of us have the same goal. That is to know God and to know God more. And for non-Christians, I think that the most important goal for you is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And we cannot know God except through Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 3 says, let's read together. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have seen. Yes, for all non-Christians, we need to know God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And for us Christians, I hope that we can set goals for these years. Maybe your goal is just pray 5 minutes every day. Maybe your goal is just read God's word 5 minutes a day. But if we don't have any goal in life, we will not achieve anything. May God help us to know God more through prayer and through reading His Word so that we will be more like our God. Let's pray together. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you because you are a great God and you are the God of creation. Thank you, Lord, for creating us. Thank you, God, for taking care of us. Thank you, God, for loving us. May we set our goals in life for this coming years. May we set our goals to know you more and more each day. Bless us and be with us. We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.